Sometimes it takes persistent love to bring the gospel to people. That's what Jesus showed when he talked to the woman of Samaria. He came along into a town called Sychar. The scripture says that he had to go through Samaria, but actually Samaria was out of his way. He went through Samaria so that he could meet this woman. And as she came out to draw water, she was very skeptical of him. And he asked her to give him a drink. And she says, "Well, now look here. I'm a Samaritan woman, and you're a Jewish man. How come you're asking me for a drink of water?" She was very suspicious of him, probably because she had been dealt with roughly by men and with disdain by them. But Jesus didn't let that affect him. Jesus answered, it's found in John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that said to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman said unto him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither have to come here to draw." And Jesus said unto her, "Go call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said unto her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you've had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. In that you have spoken truly." The woman said unto him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." You see, Jesus presented the gospel to her. If you'll ask of Jesus, if you'll ask of God, you'll get living water. You'll be born again. You'll be saved. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And her answer to him was one of complete skepticism. But there is a way that Jesus has of speaking to people and putting them under conviction when they hear the gospel. We have no way of putting people under conviction like that, but we do have a way of speaking the gospel and of doing it in a way that is kind, a way that's not obnoxious, a way that makes people think, well, how do we do that? Just speak to people. Just make friends with them. Just talk to them. Sooner or later, they'll be talking about some problem they've had. And you can say, "Well, I don't know how you feel about that, but I believe in prayer. Do you mind if I pray for you?" And then that begins that relationship. And in the midst of that, God will bring conviction in their heart. I believe that so much. Let's pray. Father, help me to speak the words of truth. Help me to be able to speak to people about Jesus. And if you prompt me in my heart, Lord, give me the courage to go and speak to that person just to make friends with the idea that sometime, some way, I'll be able to give the gospel to them and you can convict them of their need for you and their longing for life and their deep thirst can be satisfied. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.